Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now in the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, a lot of angels, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry, and they found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. By the way, she was a teenager. The shepherds went back, glorifying, praising God for all they had seen and heard, just like it had been told to them. On the table here today is something we do every Christmas season, every Advent season. We light a candle each Sunday to represent a part of the story. And on the first Sunday of this celebration, we lighted the prophet's candle. We read some of the prophecies from the Old Testament, scriptures written hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus ever came in the flesh and had and fulfilled them to the T. He dotted every I, crossed every T of fulfillment as he came. Last Sunday, we lighted the angel's candle, and we saw how much angels had to do, these messengers of God. There's no other place in the scripture until you get to the Revelation where angels have more to do with the story, announcing, coming and speaking. And by the way, the word angel means messenger. Messenger of God, coming and speaking, just like in this story we read today. Speaking the message of God. And the message of God is the person of God, Jesus, the Christ. On this day, this third Sunday of Advent, We light the shepherd's candle. We've been posing the question this month, who is Jesus? Who is he to you? Is he some religious figure in your life? Or is he the personal God who stepped into flesh and came to die in your place and mine on the cross and rise on the third day? Is he that Jesus? Why would he go? Why would there be an announcement made to shepherds? Have you ever thought about that? Think of this. If you wanted to go to the lowest rung on the society, on the socioeconomic chart, that's where you would go. They had to go out and find them. They were out there with their sheep. And what did shepherds smell like? Sheep. And what do sheep smell like? One year, years ago, another church I was pastoring, we were somehow I was hauling the sheep and the goats to the live nativity scene, and I had to pick the animals up to put them in the back of the pickup truck and tie them off. By the time I got to the live nativity that night, guess what? People were doing this. You smell different tonight. Different cologne. Essence of Bethlehem sheep. So, think about it. An angel dispatched by God with an appointment to make this announcement to the lowest of society. What message does that bring about how important the birth was? Pretty important stuff for everybody to know. Doesn't matter if you're the best or the worst. It doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or no money. It doesn't matter where you've been born, what family you were raised in, what your life has been like. The announcement of Jesus is for you. It's for everybody. It's the announcement of good news. It's a great joy for all the people, whoever you are. Every Christmas season, I'll hear some adults say, now listen to this, but you know, Christmas is just for the children. Do you believe that? I sure don't, because I'm counting on Christmas being for me. Because Christmas is all about, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Son of God, the incarnation, stepping into flesh. And here are the shepherds. Not only do they get one angel, hey, Mary, Joseph, they got one angel coming to them in a time. They get a whole chorus of angels. And I know there are some of you wags out there going to say, well, Dusty, you don't know that they were singing. No, but you don't know that they weren't singing. And I prefer to think they were singing this, glory to God, because when I get happy in the Lord, and I can't sing a lick, I'm looking forward to going to heaven where I'm going to sound good. To someone besides me, I sound real good in the shower. And as wonderful today, I'm glad Gary said that about singing. Praise to God. This is the first day in 2 weeks I've been able to sing. I know some of you are saying, well, you still can't sing. In my way, to make a, that's why the scripture says, make a joyful unto the Lord. That's right. It's great news. God came into the flesh for you and for me. If you'd have been the only person on the planet, the greatest rescue mission in history would have been launched for you. Because he loves you. What'd Pastor Dollar find out at the end? It is all about Jesus. It is all about his love. He loves you. I don't know what Christmas season has been like for you. For most of us, it brings up a lot of thoughts about the past. Some of those can be good thoughts. Some can be very painful memories. I want you to know today, Jesus knows right where you are. He can feel your pain. He knows what your past is like. And when he chose to die in your place on the cross, he knew full well then what your life was like and would be like. He wasn't dying on the cross out of ignorance about you, but out of full knowledge of who you are and your great need. You've heard me quote this many times. I love this statement from Blaise Pascal. There's a God-shaped vacuum within each one of us, and nothing short of God can fill that vacuum. The shepherds found it out. Do you reckon they felt special that day? That an angelic chorus would come and give them an invitation to see the Lord. Hey. And they went forth with a testimony about it. Told everybody they saw. Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, is born. That little baby grew up. That little baby lived a perfect life. He went to a cross, died in our place, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead, victorious over sin, Satan, and death. And then he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he sat down with his work completed, and everyone who comes to him in faith and trust will live with him forever. That's the story of Christmas. That's the blessing of this season. And for all who receive him, we look forward to his coming again. Let's bow our heads. We're going to open the altar now. If you'd like to come and pray, if you'd like for someone to pray with you today, there'll be people here surrounding us on the side and at the front to pray with you. If you'd like to just come and pray by yourself, you can do that. But today I'd like for you to seriously consider the claims of Jesus upon your life. The Son of God came into flesh. He became a man, a baby for you. If you've never received him into your life, today you can do that simply by asking him to come into your life. He'll do that. I'd sure like to know about that. You could I'd love for you to come and tell me that today, or mark it on your card. Lord, I thank you for the true spirit of Christmas that has been represented here today. The love of God for his people. Jesus, we give you honor and glory. To you alone belongs all majesty forever. There is no other in the earth. Glory to God in the highest. We bless you. Lord, now, may we respond to you. Respond in faith and in trust as we open the altar.